One of the most interesting, most fascinating aspects of these elections has been the role of regional satraps, smaller parties who have done so well. The results as they stand today actually see a couple of kingmakers, Nitish Kumar, Chandrababu Naidu, among others, who will have a very clear say as far as governance is concerned in this NDA. But before we introduce our panelists, I thought it might actually be useful to go through a couple of these statistics and account for the growth of these smaller parties state by state, compare them from previous elections. So let's have the details from Uttar Pradesh first. And if you take a look at the statistics as we talk about the return of regional parties, you've got the BJP, the largest player over there. It's a shocking climb down for the BJP. But look at the third row. Look at the Samajwadi Party. In 2009, they were at 23, commendable. 2014, they plummeted to 5. 2019, they stayed 5. And from there, they've gone to 37 ahead of what seemed to be the all-powerful BJP in Uttar Pradesh. The BSP still hasn't opened their account this time around, but back in 2009, with 20 seats, they were a major player indeed. Let's take a look at another state where there has been another huge resurgence of regional parties, and the BJP, from being dominant in 2019 at 23, has gone down to 9. But if you look at the third column of the Shiv Sena, the Uddhav Bala Saab Thackeray faction, they are at 9, and equaling the BJP and, very importantly, the Sharad Pawar faction of the NCP at 8. So the Congress and its allies, in a sense, the Congress ahead of the BJP, of course, in Maharashtra, have done remarkably well against the rise of smaller parties, the last two in the state. Let's move on to Bengal. And it's a story of how the BJP seemed to be on the ascendancy. From one seat in 2009, they were at 18 seats in 2019. That's gone down to 12. The Congress, a non-entity effectively in 2024. But look at the third column, the Trinamool Congress, the major regional party in Bengal. They've actually improved their performance from last time around, despite facing what some would suggest is their greatest challenge this time in terms of the effort that the BJP has put into contesting in Bengal. They're up at 29 compared to the BJP's 12. Let's take a look at Bihar. And it's largely because of Bihar that we are in the situation right now when so many questions are being asked on posts and positions and policies. The JDU at 12, very, very important. And then the LJP, the last column, at 5. So in terms of the performance of the JDU, yes, they are allies of the BJP, but again, so important in terms of what happens next. And finally, let's take a look at Andhra Pradesh. And again, here we see another regional player doing dramatically well this time around, and that is in the third column, the TDP. And if you look at the TDP story and the story of Chandrababu Naidu, from 4 seats in 2009, they did well in 2014, they did disastrously in 2019, but they're up at 16, it's their strongest ever performance in the last 4 elections. So the dominant player in Andhra Pradesh, remember Andhra Pradesh also had assembly elections where they've done so well. So let's just go across to our panelists, Amitabh Tiwari, Siddharth Yadav of the BJP, Ghanshyam Tiwari of the Samajwadi Party, and Riju Datta of the Trinamool Congress. Ghanshyam, I must come to you first because, you know, you were absolutely insistent a couple of days back that, you know, you've all got it all wrong in Uttar Pradesh. It's going to be a completely different story, irrespective of how strong or powerful the BJP is. And you were right, 100% right. What are the implications, actually, in terms of the national picture? Because whether it's the Samajwadi Party or the Trinamool Congress, you aren't just regional players, you are national players now, you know, in Parliament, whether you're in the opposition or you're in the government.
Good evening, Vishnu, to you, my fellow co-panelists and the viewers, and thank you for the graceful introduction. Three things are important. The states that you covered represent roughly 70 crore population of India. Roughly 50% of Indians live in these 5 states. that are largely run led by regional parties. The politics is anchored around regional parties amongst leaders who have several decades of political leadership of bringing development and progress to that state. So that's one implication for people to think about. Second is the fact that Uttar Pradesh, if you ask anybody that who are the top two popular leaders of BJP in India, one would say Narendra Modi and Yogi Adityanath. Both are the co-stars of Uttar Pradesh, and both failed. Akhilesh Yadavji, with his brilliant campaign and very focused positive narrative without using any hateful words, routed BJP not just from Ayodhya, from the entire state. And the story BJP will not forget, that today it is Samajwadi Party that is blessed by people who are the real Roop of Ram for us. And the story was that we should fight unemployment, we should fight inflation, we should fight for the women whose confidence is dented by people like Brajbhushan Sharan Singh, and many other things that the caste census and many other things that are important, rather than the hateful episode that Mr. Modi kept harping about. So I think that's the second point. And third and final point is that BJP as a national party today stands where no one can really ally with BJP without facing a kiss of death, because that is the kind of fantasy of dictatorship that they have carried for a long time, that it's their official line accepted at multiple times in the last 10 years or more, that they want regional parties to end in the country. And today they are dependent on regional parties, incidentally TDP, whose symbol is also cycle as Samajwadi Party.
Siddharth Yadav, respond to that. Will the BJP have to adjust to its thinking, its way of working? You've had a free run for two terms. This time around, it's not going to be a very easy coalition from all accounts.
First of all, being in a coalition government is not very different for Bharatiya Janata Party, because we have been in coalition governments in the past as well. Rather, in the past two governments also, we were running the NDA governments only. We had our partners in, you know, members of our cabinet. We shared our vision. We worked together, and we were an alliance, despite the fact that BJP had the absolute majority. Also in the states, I think in Bihar, states like Bihar, in Maharashtra, we were always, you know, aligned with the regional parties. So I think just, a gain of votes and seats for one party in Uttar Pradesh, for the Samajwadi Party, cannot really be the argument, because definitely the people have given them an increase, and people have given them, increase in seats in the Uttar Pradesh. But what must be understood is that there were two alliances in this elections this time. They were, and both the alliances were working on national issues. So the regional issues were not that heavy. Rather, two choices were given to the people, two national choices were given, and the people chose the NDA. And the people gave the NDA 20 more seats than what is required for the majority mark. The pre-poll alliance of the NDA formed, you know, a government for the third time. The prime minister is going to take the oath for the prime minister for the third time. This is happening after the 1962. So I feel the people have given a very clear choice about the national vision, about what has been done in this country for past 10 years. We are a very strong government, and we will form a very strong government, and more so for the reasons of data, because sure, no coalition government ever in the history of India formed before had a single largest party as strong as BJP with 240 seats. So all coalition governments had lesser, had the single largest party with lesser seats. So sure, I think it's going to be a very strong coalition government, which is going to continue working for the people of Bharat. And the vision of 2047 would be achieved, and Viksit Bharat under the able leadership of Prime Minister Modi is going to be the reality.
Riju Datta, do you feel as a member of the Trinamool Congress that had there been the entire issue of a united leader or a face of the opposition in the elections and a few other issues, Mamata Banerjee, for example, had differences, other parties had differences, so a lack of unity at certain levels, then the result may have been even more in favor of the India Alliance, that there were a couple of things that you did wrong, which has left you in a very commendable position, but still short. Riju, I think you're on mute.
I truly apologize. There's some problem with the audio or the network. If you can just repeat it once again.
No, please. I'm just saying that,
I'm not on mute. There's some audio issue.
All right. Can you hear me now? Riju, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah. If you could just tell me.
No, Riju, my question is, had there been a united face in terms of an opposition leader? Had there been fewer differences? For example, Mamtadi had a few differences with other parties. It's watered down the river now, but had that not been the case, you could have done even better. You've done commendably now, but you know, you could have done even better as an opposition.
No. Absolutely not. Why I'm telling you this? See, there are four main reasons why we have done well in Bengal. Number one reason is it is brand Mamata Banerjee again that the people of Bengal have relied their faith on. Her credibility has spoken, and it is not just the first time, it is the fifth time that she has thrashed Modi, Amit Shah, and the entire armada of BJP. So it's a proven fact that people have their faith, people of Bengal have their faith on the credibility of Mamata
Banerjee. No, I'm talking about the national picture.
Yes. In the national picture, we have always, from day one, we have always stood resolute with the India alliance. But in Bengal, the Congress state president, Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary, with Vishnu on your show, has said, has always, you know, blown the BJP's trumpet, has worked as an agent of BJP. And as a result, if you can see, the leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, the state president of Congress, has not only lost his seat after five terms in Borampur, he has come third. So if he would have done an alliance, we knew this is going to happen, and that is why we said we stand in India. We are with INC.
Okay, Riju, interrupting because you lost your signal over there. The video is frozen up, but I can go across to Amitabh Tiwari. Amitabh, you've taken a look at those numbers. Of course, you didn't need to look at those numbers. You have it from the back of your hand. What is the implications of this as we go into this government? Very strong regional players.
Yes, see, the regional players gain prominence when one of the national parties, which is the BJP or the Congress, does not have a majority on its own. It does seem that some of the regional parties have done well, like the Samajwadi Party, TMC, JDU, TDP. But we've also seen that many regional parties have not been able to open account, like the BRS or the...
BJD did disastrously.
BJD, AIADMK, and even YSRCP has not had a significantly better performance. Now coming to the point of that, since BJP is now dependent upon the allies, now we are clearly back to coalition era. A similar coalition existed actually in 1991 to 1996 period. Congress had 232 seats at that point of time. And bulk of the reforms on the economic front were taken during that period. So there is a difference between a coalition with a 180-200 MP tally and a coalition with a 230-240 MP tally. However, the allies like Nitish and Chandrababu Naidu will extract their pound of flesh. There will be pulls and pressures
right. That
cannot be whisked away, like we've seen that KC Tyagi making statements on a daily basis, Agniveer, caste-based nationwide survey, etc. So that would probably continue. Now, I think the BJP needs to finalize a common minimum program at the earliest so that the main allies do not go out and make such statements and create some confusion.
Sure.
So better coordination, of course, will be required. We have seen Prime Minister Modi has a great rapport with global leaders. Now he needs to establish that with Nitish and Naidu.
Alliance members. I just wanted to quickly go back to Riju. We've got the line back. Riju, go ahead with your point.
Yeah.
I was talking about the national picture. Go ahead.
No, like I said, if you see, Vishnu, we from day one on your channel also have said that Adhir Chaudhary, the state president of Congress, worked as the BJP's agent. And when I said that, maybe you also thought I was wrong, but see the Bahrampur results. A five-time MP, leader of Lok Sabha, leader of opposition in Lok Sabha has come third. So whatever numbers we have got in Bengal, Trinamool Congress is the true representation of the India alliance in Bengal. If we would have allied with the left or the Congress in Bengal, who has been acting on the behalf of the BJP, our numbers wouldn't have been 29. And BJP would have shut up. If you see whatever numbers BJP have got, even if they have got 12, they have 5 seats, they have won with a margin of 10,000 votes. And it is, and why they have won? Because Congress and CPM, they have lost their vote percentage and that has gone to the BJP. So this is why We are always with the India Alliance. We have stood resolute, and now the opposition have not only found their voice, the opposition under the brute majority of the BJP has fought them on the streets, fought them on the roads, fought them in the open fields, and now we will fight them in the parliament. Because now they cannot run away with their brute majority. They have to answer to the people in the parliament, because we will hold them responsible.
Okay, well, that's a good place to end this particular discussion. Did you out of time, Baba?
Vishu, 1 second. Vishu. Okay.
You're out of time, but I think that it is important what you're saying, because it is all going to play out in Parliament. And it's going to be a very strong opposition at this stage. What is that going to mean for governance? What is that going to mean in terms of policy making? And what is that going to mean, most importantly, in terms of stability? Out of time on Left, Right and Centre from all of us here. Good night.